CCP tightens media censorship as economic woes deepen. As China's economy continues to struggle, mainland newsrooms are being told to steer clear of negative reporting on jobs, the housing market, and public hardship. Media professionals across China told the Epoch Times that propaganda authorities have issued internal directives labeling topics such as economic weakness, graduate unemployment, and the housing slump as sensitive content. They said reports on these issues now face tighter review, with some being pulled from publication. The restrictions, according to those interviewed, are part of a broader push to promote positive narratives at a time when many Chinese people are facing shrinking job prospects, falling home prices, and growing financial pressure. Several said the space for meaningful reporting has narrowed sharply, with propaganda officials now being directly active inside China's newsrooms. The individuals interviewed requested anonymity or provided only their surnames out of fear of reprisal. Huang, a senior editor at a Beijing-based publication, said his outlet received a notice in March instructing staff to avoid negative coverage related to society, the economy, and the real estate sector. Topics such as unemployment, the labor market, and complaints from job seekers, anything involving economic pressure, must be reviewed in advance, he told the Epoch Times. He said colleagues in Hefei, the capital of Anhui Province, have been facing the same limits. Content involving unemployment, pay cuts, or falling real estate prices is basically off limits, he said. Huang said the media's main task now is to promote positive narratives. There are many videos on Douyin, Weibo, and WeChat showing public grievances, but we're not allowed to report on them, he said. Qin, a journalist in Guangdong Province, said the censorship has tightened further in recent months. A lot of topics are no longer allowed, she told the Epoch Times. Issues like rising parking fees in residential areas or complaints from residents, editors won't approve them. Qin noted that editorial teams now spend much of their time waiting for instructions from higher authorities, leaving little room for independent reporting. Young people's unemployment, difficulty finding jobs for college graduates, falling housing prices, declining transaction volumes, these are basically untouchable, Qin said. Propaganda officials have already been stationed inside newsrooms, and they monitor content even more closely than the editors-in-chief. Missing or altered official data. The tightening controls are being reflected in China's official data. In June 2023, China's official youth unemployment rate reached a record 21.3%. At about the same time, Peking University economist and professor Zhang Danden drew national attention for saying that the real figure could be as high as 46.5%. In August 2023, authorities announced that they would suspend publication of the data, citing the need to revise how it was calculated. 5 months later, Beijing released a new data series, putting the youth jobless rate at 14.9%. Officials said the revised figure excluded nearly 62 million full-time university students, arguing that they should not be counted as unemployed. However, standard statistical practice typically includes anyone actively seeking work, including students. An Epoch Times analysis found that since at least 2022, Chinese authorities have stopped publishing hundreds of data series that were once used by researchers and investors. These include figures on land sales, foreign investment, unemployment, housing vacancies, cremations, business confidence, soy sauce production, and vaccination data. Many of the missing figures relate to politically sensitive areas, especially housing. The shift comes as China's property downturn has wiped out billions of dollars in household wealth and triggered protests from frustrated homebuyers. Reality versus official messaging. The gap between official messaging and citizens' everyday experience is especially visible in the property market. On April 1st, state-run newspaper Beijing Business Today reported that Beijing's housing market rebounded in March, with about 19,886 existing home sales recorded, an increase of more than 140% from the previous month. But Li, an employee at Beijing-based real estate brokerage Lianjia, said the reported rebound does not reflect what agents are seeing. At most, I close one deal a month now, sometimes none at all, he told the Epoch Times. Yet the newspapers say transaction volumes are rising. I don't believe it. Li, who has worked in the industry for 10 years, said news coverage of the property market largely follows official narratives. First quarter reports feel completely disconnected from what we're experiencing, he said. You have to read media reports in reverse. Job seekers described a similarly difficult situation. Liu, a recent graduate in Wuhan, said more than 30% of his classmates were unable to find jobs last year and had to rely on family support. It's not about being picky. There are simply no opportunities, Liu told the Epoch Times. Feng, a veteran journalist in Hunan province, said the regime's tolerance for meaningful news reporting has continued to shrink. In the past couple of years, we could still do some investigative stories, he told the Epoch Times. Now, it's basically impossible. Even topics like surveillance camera fines or traffic enforcement are difficult to cover in depth. Feng said restrictions now apply to each step of the newsmaking process, from deciding what topics can be reported to how stories are distributed on major platforms. Everyone knows the reality, he said. But whether you can say it and how you say it, that's governed by a different set of rules. Wang Yiba contributed to this report.